This week we are learning Parshas Truma, which means that from now till the end of Shemos, the Mishkan will be very, very much at the center of our concerns. It's the moment, I think, is ripe to think about the chronology of Sefer Shemos, and certainly, according to the Ramban, things are very, very smooth and the way we would expect them to be. Shemos starts with the Golos Mitzrayim, goes up with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes Amolek, Mamet HaSinai, everything in its right order and going along an orderly path. Shvotim also belongs to Mamet HaSinai. We discussed that last week, why that should be so. Now we come to the Mishkan. Now, is that chronologically logical? Does it belong here chronologically? Or do we have some questions about it? Now, there we have a big divergence between Ramban and Rashi. Now, first Ramban, because he's really very, very simple as far as this aspect is concerned. And he learns that, in fact, that chronologically, Truma belongs exactly over here. Because the Ramban in fact learns that the Ribbono Shel Olam taught Moshe Rabbeinu Truma and Tetzaveh in the first 40 days that he was up on Har Sinai. At the end of Mishpatim we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu went up onto Har Sinai, and the Ramban's shita is that during that time on the Har, before he got the Luchos on Sheva Osa Betamos, the sugya that they were learning was Truma and Tetzaveh, the tzivui of the Mishkan and the tzivui of the Big Dekahuna, and so on. Now, the Ramban, therefore, doesn't have to ask himself what happened, and when did it happen, and how did it happen. He just has to ask himself, why did it happen? Why is it that during those unbelievable 40 days in the up on Har Sinai that Moshe Rabbeinu experienced, why Dafka then is the time to teach him the Yesodos of the Mishkan, and why was it in fact at this time that the mitzvah was to be put into practice? So the Ramban in his famous Hakdama to Parshas Truma, he says very, very simple, because now, yeah, We were gerim, and we came to Har Sinai, we want to become Yidden. He gave us Aseres HaDibrois. Yisroel kiblu aleihem lasos kol ma sheyitzaveim al yodo shel Moshe. We discussed that very, very much in the past years. Also, this shita of the Ramban that the Velokachti Esrem Li Le'om took place at Har Sinai, not by in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim was only Vaitzesi Vitzalti V'Goalti, but the Velokachti Esrem Li Le'om happened at Har Sinai. So, Me'ato Hine Heim Le'om V'Hu Lohem Le'lokim. We became a nation at Har Sinai. Oh, sagt der Ramban, now that they are a holy nation, so now they are a holy nation, now they're going to have a Beis HaMikdash in their midst, which is the Mishkan, so that his Shechina might dwell among them. Ulekach tzivo tchila al dvar haMishkan, and that is why the Mishkan belongs over here. Sheyir loy bayis besoichem, mukdash lishmoy, v'shom yedabe im Moshe v'yitzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. So the Ramban is saying some things over here, which not so sure whether it's absolutely necessary to see them all as one mahalach, although it's mashmah that it is. You know, the Ramban is saying that now that we became the Am of the Ribbono Shel Olam by Mamet Har Sinai, and what kind of an Am did we become? We became a Mamleches Koyanim v'goy kodesh. So we're a holy people. If we're a holy people, so then we deserve that the Ribbono Shel Olam should dwell among us. V'hine hem kodeshim ru'uyim sheyeh bohem mikdash lehashrash shenosa b'neihem. Now, in order that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be mashre his shechina there. Okay, that I understand. But now, why do we need hashrash shechina among us? Why is the shechina there? So then the Ramban continues. V'shom yedabe im Moshe v'yitzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. V'shom yedabe im Moshe. Weist euch that what the Ramban is saying is that they're roy to have a shechina in their midst. And what was it there for? And to enable the Ribbono Shel Olam to communicate with them the Torah and the mitzvahs, which he was going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu from Me'al HaKapoimus. So the Ramban is saying that immediately after Matan Torah, not because of the Torah was given, but because on that occasion we became a Mamleches Kohen and V'Goy Kodesh, so among Mamleches Kohen and V'Goy Kodesh, the Ribbono Shel Olam should dwell. And what's the nafkamina of that fact that he's dwelling among them? That now he has a place where he can communicate to them the Torah and mitzvahs. The Beis Hayyim brings over here the Ibn Ezra, v'chein kosov Avraham Ibn Ezra, v'atam sheyasu mikdash l'shem ha'nichbot v'yishkan b'soichai v'sham yedabe im Moshe v'lo yale alaho. So now he doesn't have to go to the mountain anymore. The Shechina will be right there among them. And whatever happened on HaSinai, what the Ribbono Shel Olam communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai, he's now going to be able to communicate to him in the Mishkan. And that's what it is. And the emes is that the Ramban himself goes on mamish with this yesod. The soid ha-mishkan hu, sheyi ha-kovoid asher shochan al ha-sinai, shochan olav benester, u'kumay shenema, v'yishkan kvoid ha-shem al ha-sinai, u'chasiv, hein heron ha-shem elokein es kvoid ha-ves godloi, kein kosu b'mishkan kvoid ha-shem moles ha-mishkan. The covered which had been on ha-sinai now entered the mishkan, so the mishkan became ke'ilu a portable ha-sinai, and the time for that was immediately after Mamet ha-sinai was finished. That is how the Ramban is learning the Seder of the Pashis over here, and Be'etzem, it's perfectly logical. There is a point which we could raise at this point already, and that is to ask a little question. If the Ramban means what he says, and I'm sure he does mean what he says, the question is whether I'm understanding it correctly, but if what the Ramban is saying is that the point of having the Shechina among them is so that the Ribbono Shel Olam can use the Mishkan as a mini Hasinai, as a portable Hasinai, and use the Oroin and the Kapoiras from which to communicate to Moshe Rabbeinu as he had done on Hasinai, making it unnecessary now for him to go up on Hasinai again, and he can communicate with them right here in the Mishkan. If that is in fact what it is, so what happens after Moshe Rabbeinu is nifted at the end of the 40 years, and now there's no more communication through the Mishkan? After that we come to Nevuah. The people who were Nevi'im, they didn't have a Gilui from Me'al HaKapoiras. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't talk to them from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They were Nevi'im. They were Nevi'im in the sense that anybody else is a Navi. So now what is the function of the Beis HaMikdash among us? I mean, it's mashma all over that the Bote Mikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, which Shlomo HaMelech built, the subsequent Beis HaMikdash, like they were Hemsheichim from the Mishkan. It's only that the Mishkan was a temporary Beis HaMikdash Ke'ilu, and then came the Beis HaMikdash. So, if the point of the Mishkan was that the Ribbono Shel Olam should have a place to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu and continue the Mamet HaSinai in a different form, but that ended with the end of the Torah. That ended when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nistalek, and that was it. And from then we moved to another mode of communication, which is Nevuah, which has nothing to do with the Oran and the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kapoiras. So, but they were still very, very important aspects of Jewish life. Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Tisha B'Av for nothing. So, there must be something in the Beis HaMikdash and about the Kodesh Kodashim and about the Oran, which goes beyond what the Ramban says over here, that it was a kind of portable Hasinai. So what was that? Or even if we say, okay, we've got the patience, we can find out a little later what it was, but it's interesting that the Ramban doesn't say anything about it, and the truth is the Torah doesn't say anything about it. I mean, what is the Torah doesn't tell us why you should build the Mishkan? V'shachanti b'sarchan, I'll be in your midst. What's good about that? What is so important about v'shachanti b'sarchan? Now, it's true that we have Midrashim from Chazal, which make it very, very clear why the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be Shoichen B'Soichem. Just tell you, read the Medrash over here from the Medrash Rabbah. It's such a beautiful little Medrash. The Medrash says, this is in Medrash Rabbah, in Lamed Dalet, Shmois Lamed Dalet. And it's Dalet. Dova Ocha Vasu Oron, Makasiv Lemale, Vosili Mikdash. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Tzoyni, Vani Roye, Shneema, Vatem Tzoyni, Tzoyn Marisi, Odom Atem. You're my sheep, Vani Roye, Shneema Roye, Yisrael Hazino. Asu Dir Lo Roye, Shiova Vyerem, Eschem. Kachneema Vosul Mikdash Vashachanti Besachem. You ever heard of a shepherd forsaking his sheep? You have to make me a little deer, a little apartment where I can stay with you, so that I can be in conscientious roye. Atem kerem, you're a vineyard, shenema, ki kerem Hashem tzvokos beis Yisrael, vani shoyme, shenema, hine lo yonem vlo yishon shoyme Yisrael. Asu sukkah le shoyme, shi yishma eschem. I want to be a conscientious shoyme, I can't go away from you. Atem bonim, vani avichem, shenema, bonim atem l'shem elakechem, vani avichem, shenema, ki yisrael Yisrael la'av, Kovet lebonim kishein etzel aviyem, v'kovet la'af kishu etzel bonav, v'cheinu oima teres zekeinim b'nei bonim, asu bayis la'af, shiyova v'yishre etzel bonav, l'kach nema v'osol imikdash. So the Medrash has its reasons why the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to be shoychen among us. The exact mesholim over here, what the moshel of the roye and the shoyim of the kerem and the av, I'm sure that these are huge sugyas, but they don't have to concern us here so much. But it's very interesting to me that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't say anything about that in the Torah. He just says v'osili mikdash. Maybe that's implied in the words v'shachanti b'sarchem. I'm surprised that the Ramban doesn't say anything about that. From the Ramban, I mean, if we would just learn his hakdoma to Parshas Truma, we would say that the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was there to be a portable hasina. It's interesting. Rashi has life a lot more difficult than the Ramban, because ekronit, Rashi has a completely different shitta in Sefer Shemos. And what he says is the following. That's in Kisisa, at the beginning of the Maise Egel. That's in Perek Lamed Aleph, Posuk Yudches. Vayitan El Moshe Kechalois Ledabe Itoy Bahasina Shnei Luchos Ha'edos Luchos Ha'even. Zogt Rashi Ein Mukdom Umucha Batoira. Maase ha'egel koidem letzivui melechas ha'mishkan yomim rabim hoya. Says the Maase Egel came way, way, way before Truma and Tetzaveh. Shara b'yud zayin betamuz nishchabru aluchas. That's when the Maase Egel was. Uv'yoyim ha'kipurim nisratze ha'kodesh boch hu l'Yisrael ulemacheras yischilu b'nidras ha'mishkan v'hukam b'echot b'nissan. So Rashi is learning. All the mefoshim of Rashi have a lot of problems with Rashi. What's the raya? Maybe he told it to them earlier, but it only was l'maisa later. It's not nageyatas. Rashi learns ein mokta memucha b'tayra, that really Truma and Tetzaveh belong after the Maase Egel, and they were put before. Now, why were they put before? That's what Rashi will have to answer. Now, the Ramban in Korach, it's a whole big story. The Ramban in Korach has a big machloikis with Ibn Ezra, and he doesn't like the Ibn Ezra, who says, "Ein muktam amrucha batoyro," without any logic. Whenever there's some pasha which seems to be not in its right place, Ibn Ezra very easily says, "Ein muktam amrucha batoyro," and the Ramban says, "Can't say like that." Obviously, chronology has to play a role. And obviously there is a Seder in the Torah. when does the Torah put something out of place? Because there are considerations which trump chronology. Occasionally, for example, the will to finish a story first, to bring the story to its conclusion, even though the conclusion postdates what happened next. So you finish the story so that rot sign can trump chronology. That's what Ein Mokdem Meruchu B'Torah is. Now, I don't know what Rashi's shit is. Does Rashi need a logic to what happens when we say Ein Mokdem Meruchu B'Torah? I don't know whether Rashi says it anywhere. I can't remember having come across it. But does Rashi have to verämpfer? See, Rashi only says over here, Ein Mokdem Meruchu B'Torah, Kinderloch, you should know that Truma and Tetzaveh, which we came from before we learned Kisisa, which is where we are now, Rashi is saying, but they actually came later. No, so if they came later, why did they come earlier? Why did the Torah write them earlier? And why did the Torah write them where it wrote them, namely immediately after Mishpotim, in one Mehalach Ke'ilu from Mamet HaSinai? So Rashi doesn't say. So, but Rashi needs to have an explanation, if we assume, which I don't know, I can't prove it, but if we assume that even when we say Ein Mokdem Meruchu B'Torah, we need some kind of logic to explain why is this put over here if this is not its chronological place. So we'll have to ask ourselves, so why is this over here? Could be that Rashi agrees with the Ramban, that it goes over here because the Ribbono Shel'olam, right after Mamet HaSinai, the Ribbono Shel'olam informed them that even at some point I'm going to have a Mishkan over here where I will continue instructing you. Mashu kaze, something Rashi doesn't tell us. Rashi doesn't tell us. So how do we really deal with this? So the emes is that it could be that we can understand Rashi. Now, what I'm saying is the basis of what I'm going to say, that it could be, it's true, I think, that it could be what I'm going to say. But I don't know that it is so. And I can't say that I have a proof that it is so. I'm only offering an opportunity, a possibility. I'm sorry, I'm dreaming. I'm offering a possibility without a raya. And that is, like, what is Taka, the Mishkan? So we saw from the Shmois Rabba over here, which we quoted a minute before, it's a hut for the shepherd, it's a sukkah for the shomer, it's a house for the father, and that's what it is. No, we could say, of course, that that's a logical sort of neighbor to Mamet HaSinai. Also, we just received the Torah, so now the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be with us, and we should be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe it doesn't need a further explanation. But the fact is that we do have some strange things which now that we're beginning to learn about the Mishkan should interest us and perhaps guide us to understand things in a certain way. Very strange is, I mean, I'm assuming all the time, which I think that all of us have assumed, I think that's the way I was taught, and I don't know, I never questioned it, that the Beis HaMikdash, like I said before, is a hemshach of the Mishkan. The Mishkan wore out, and David HaMelo said, no wonder I'm sitting here, Adina Anoshi Yoshe Beveis HaRozem, and the Aroin Beris Hashem is Tachas Yiriyash, we've got to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishkan turns into a Beis HaMikdash. No, so we all know the story, that the Ribbono Shel Olam did not allow David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash, but he gave that zchus to Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and when everything was finished, he said this enormous tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam as part of the chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash. So he starts off his tefillah, that's in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Vov, Oz Oma Shloima, Hashem Oma Lishkoin Bo Arofel, Vani Bonisi Beis Zvuloch, Umochoin Leshiftecho Eilomim, and he goes and he starts davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does he daven? So I'm leaving out the first psukim, and then he sort of looks at this Beis HaMikdash, which he built, and he says, I can't believe what happened over here. Ki ha'umnam yeshev elokim es ha'odam al ha'oretz. like, wow, this is such a thing that the Rabbi Nisham is willing to come and live with us down here on the Oretz. Hine shomayim, shmeya shomayim, lo yechal kelucha, afki abayis hazeh asher bonisi. Like, how can you come to such a tiny little house relative to what you really deserve or need, whatever it is? Oh, but once you're here, now Shlomo HaMelech launches into the ikkar of his tefillah. And what is his tefillah? His tefillah is now a long, long tefillah, and it all centers on the Ribbono Shel Olam listening to our prayers. Ufoniso el tefillas avdecha ve'el tchinosai Hashem Elokai lishmoya elorino ve'el atfila asher avdecha mispale lefonecha liyois einecho pesuchos el habayis hazeh yoimam v'layla el hamokom asher omato losum shimcha sham lishmoya el atfila asher yispale el avdecha El Hamokom Hazeh. My tefillahs are going to be towards this place. V'shomato el tachanunoi avdecha v'amcho Yisrael asher yispalelu el Hamokom Hazeh v'ato tishma memkom shiftecha min hashamayim v'shomato v'solachto. Im yachte ish l're'eyu v'nosu ba'olo l'haloysoi. He does something wrong to his friend. Ubo olo lifnei mizbachecho v'abayis hazeh. Va'ato tishma min ha'shomayim v'osiso v'shofatetus avodecho lehoshev l'rosho loses daka b'rosho u'lehatztik tzadik loses lo k'tzidkosam. Judge them. It's another thing. V'im yinogev amcho Yisroel lifnei oyev k'yechtu loch v'shovu v'hoide es shemecho v'hispalelu v'hischanenu lefonecho v'abayis hazeh. They're going to be davening here. Va'ato tishma min ha'shomayim v'solachto l'chatas amcho Yisroel v'ashevoysum elu adomo asher nosato lehem v'lavoseyem. Listen to the tefillahs. Behei otze ha'shomayim v'lo yehemoto ki yechdeloch v'espalelu el ha'mokom hazeh v'hoidu es shimcho mechatosom yeshuvon kisa'aneim. Va'ato tishma ha'shomayim. So before he said from this place, now he's saying min ha'shomayim. The whole big yisoid is that the Rabban Shem is partly in Shemaim, partly in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not an area which has to concern us in this shir. V'ato tishma v'shemaim v'selachto to the tefillahs which he davened over here. Ruav ki yeh ba'oretz, deva ki yeh, shidofan v'yeroka, and abe v'chosel, agan so passion. Right? All kinds of things that they're going to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Beis HaMikdash. V'gamel hanochi asher loy me'amcho Yisroel hu. Just like Yeshaya Novi said, ki beisi beis tefilo yikorei lecholo amim. Shlomo HaMelech also mentions it. V'gamel hanochi asher loy me'amcho Yisroel hu uboru etz hachoyko leman shimcho hagodo v'yotcha hachazoko z'royach hanatuyo uboru v'espalelu el habayis hazeh v'ato tishva min hashomayim. Listen to the goyim. U'mimchon shiftecho v'osisu k'choy la sheikro elecho hanochi Leman yedu kolam eoros ashimcho liyuro ois hanzofot. Ki yeitze amcho lo milchom el oivo b'derech asher tishalchem v'spalelu elecho derech o'ir hazaos asher bochate boi v'abayis asher bonisi l'shmecho v'shomat v'na shomayim et filosom el frinosom and so on and so forth. So Shlomo HaMelech's whole thrust in his inaugural tefillah of the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim as a mokom tefillah, either when you're there or when you're not there, to be mispalel derech that place. And that is the whole torchen of his tefillah. Now that's very, very interesting. I mean, Shlomo HaMelech could have said so much more. I mean, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis Avchir, we're talking about the Sholosh Regolem, we're talking about the Korbanos, let's even say and admit that the Beis HaMikdash is a mokom tefillah. But is it only a mokom tefillah? Is that what it is? Is that the only thing you're going to stress? There's nothing over here about Sholosh Regolem. There's nothing over here about Korbanos. It's only as a place of tefillah. And that is what occupies Shlomo HaMelech's mind at these enormous moments of his pilus as he's beginning to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. Now that's a very, very, very strange thing. Now the truth is that it could be that there is an answer to that which may not make this particular question which I asked just now so germane to the general discussion which we're having over here about Truma and Tetzave next to Mishpotim. But it's kedai to mention. See, it's very, very interesting. The relationship of Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech to building the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech had wanted to build it, and the Rabban Yochanan said, no, you can't build it. Rabban says in Korach, why can't he build it? Very, very interesting, which is also something which we ought to think about, but there won't be time. Rabban says, so who ish hamishpat v'amachzik b'midas hadin, that's kidomim rabim shafachto lefona atza, v'loi huchshe lebeis harachamim, the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis HaRachamim, and somebody who fought so many wars, that means that he's machzik b'midas hadin, is not huchshe to build a Beis HaRachamim. So Shlomo HaMelech was not allowed, David HaMelech was not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash. So who built it? Shlomo HaMelech. But the Gemara in Shabbos says this very, very interesting story, that when Shlomo HaMelech was just about finished with building the Beis HaMikdash, the big issue arose, and that is when he wanted to bring the Oren in, the gates wouldn't open. Here, Kishibona Shlomo is Beis HaMikdash, Bikish Lahachnis Oren Beis Kodesh HaKodoshim. Well, that's understandable. Daf Kishorim Zeba Zeh. This is Daf Lamed and Shabbos. The gates wouldn't open. Omer Shloima Esrim Vabor Nona is Vloin Nene. Posav Omer Seush Orim Roshechem Vinosu Pisle Oilam Vyova Melech HaKovet. They said, what? The gates said, Yova Melech HaKovet? Roatu Basle, Lemifle. They thought he meant himself. I'm the Melech HaKovet. Omu, me who's the Melech HaKovet? Omer Loin, no, I didn't mean myself. Hashem is Uzvi Gibor. So you have to open so that I can bring in his Orim. He wasn't answered. The gates can remain shut. Nothing doing. Kivan Shoma Hashem Elokim Al Toshev Pnei Meshichecho Zichro Lechazdei David Avdecho Miyad Nene. He was answered. It's a Mayur de Gezach. It comes out that really it's David who's building the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash, without the Oren in it, obviously doesn't make any sense. And it didn't go in because of Shlomo. So David was the Makir Pepatish Keilu. He brought in the Oren into the Beis HaMikdash. And that's very, very interesting. What is implied in that? But for our purposes, I just want to mention this. That when David HaMelech took the initiative and wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, his stress is also always on the Oren. He says, "Hine Anochi Yoshev Beis HaRozen V'Aron Beris Hashem is Tachas HaYiriyos." The Aron Beris Hashem, the Oren, and constantly the Oren, the Oren, the Oren, the Oren, the Oren. Why was David HaMelech so fixed on the Oren of all things? And you see, it was very much his sugya because of this Gemara which we learned just now in Shabbos, that he was taka the one who brought the Oren into the Beis HaMikdash. But what's the Oren? Why is that so important to David HaMelech? More than the Korbanos, more than all the other things that the Beis HaMikdash was Meshamesh, the purposes that it was Meshamesh. But the emes is that David HaMelech, you know that there's a Yesoid. The Ramban says this Yesoid, that in Lashon HaKodesh, when a certain quality is very, very, very much part of who you are, so then you are called that by that quality. The Moshe, David HaMelech said, Ani Shalom, Uchi Adam Ve'Hem Elam Elchom, not Ani Ish Shalom, Ani Shalom, I am a chunk of peace. And the same thing is Legabe Tfilah, David HaMelech, and Tilen Kuftes, Pasuk Dalet, Tachas Ahavosi Yistununi Vani Tefillah. I am Mr. Tefillah. My whole Mahus, my whole Metzius is a Metzius of Tefillah. That is what I am. Ani Tefillah. Now, if you are Mr. Tefillah, if you are that person whose whole Mahus is one big prayer, if that is really who you are, then it's understandable that you're focused in the Beis HaMikdash, that you're focused on the Orvain. Because that's the Gemara in Brochus Daf Lamed. So what does it say over there? Tana Rabbanan, Summa Mishaina Yochel Lechaven Esaruchos, Yechaven Liber Keneged Ovish Bashamayim. Shneema Vespalelo El Hashem, Hoyo Oymet Bechutz Lores, Yechaven Es Liber Keneged Eretz Yisrael. Hoyo Oymet Beretz Yisrael, Yechaven Es Liber Keneged Yerushalayim. Hoyo Oymet Birushalayim, Yechaven Es Liber Keneged Beis HaMikdash. Hoyo Oymet Beis HaMikdash, Yechaven Es Liber Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim. Shneema Vespalelo El Hamokom Hazeh. Hoy aymed beis kach hakodeshim yichaven es limba keneged beis hakapores. Yeah, and that is where he has to be mechaven to. He has to be mechaven towards the Oran, presumably because the Shrina is on the Oran. Kommt doch aus that for David HaMelech war nie tefillah. Of course there were korbanos to be brought. He'll do that. He has to bring korbanos. He's a Jew. He puts on tefillin in the morning. He brings korbanos. He has to do what mitzvahs are. But tefillah was by him, not the pshat is something that he did. But the tefillah was something that he was. V'ani tefillah. I am tefillah. And if he is tefillah, so then what he has in mind is the Oran. I need a place to focus for my tefillahs. That is what David HaMelech had in mind. And it could very well be that Shlomo HaMelech, when he made his inaugural tefillah, so to whom did he owe it? That he was able to make this inaugural tefillah. If the Oran would never have gotten into the Kodesh Kodoshim, there wouldn't have been anything to celebrate. So Hitaka ends with that posuk which the Gemara brings, the Chayla Chazde David Ovi. Then the gates opened. That was the last posuk in his tefillah, in that inaugural tefillah. So he's got David HaMelech in his mind. And as he's standing there thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for allowing him to build a Beis HaMikdash. So, what is the focus in Shlomo HaMelech's mind? The focus in Shlomo HaMelech's mind is that it's tefillah. It's tefillah. And why? Because that was what was in David HaMelech's mind. David HaMelech's mind was also that it should be a place of tefillah, which he enunciated by saying he wanted it for the Oran. Now, there is a shtickl problem about that. There's not so much time to discuss everything. I'll just point it out to you. Because it's Vayah Hashem El Shlomo, right after the tefillah of Shlomo Miller's inaugural tefillah in Perek Zion in Divrei Yomei Beis, it says, Vayehu Hashem El Shlomo Balayla, Vayomer Lo Shomati Es Tefilascha, Ovochati B'mokom Hazeh Li LeBeis Zevach. It's unbelievable. Like you had this long tefillah where nothing was mentioned except tefillah. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I listened to your tefillah, you davened a beautiful tefillah, and I listened to you. And you know what I did? Ovochati b'mokom hazeh li lebeis zevach. As a place where to bring korbanos. It's the only place in Tanakh where the Beis HaMikdash is called lebeis zevach. As a result of Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah. What was Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah? Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah was, listen to our tefillahs. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, I'll make it a beis zevach. But the truth is that after he said that, it should be Beis Zevach. So then the Shlomo HaMelech goes on, Hein Etzer HaShomayim V'lo Yir Motor V'hein Hatzave El Chogov Lechol Oretz V'imashalach Teva Bami V'yikonu Ami Asher Nikru Shumi Aleim V'yispalelu V'yivakshu Ponai. It goes back to the Tfilis, which is what Shlomo HaMelech really asked for. So why does he call it the Beis Zevach? I think that the answer lies in what he said over here. Listen again. Hein Etzer HaShomayim V'lo Yir Motor V'hein Hatzave El Chogov Lechol Oretz Vim ashalach deva ba'ami, v'yikonu ami. To be machnia yourself. Of course, it's all an Indian of tefillah. But the tefillah itself has to be a zevach. Tefillah can get tvidim tiknam. We have to be machnia ourselves. Make a carbon of ourselves. That is how the Ribbono Shel Olam touches up the tefillahs that Shlomo HaMelech mentioned. So, that is why tefillah is so central in the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, because he's got David HaMelech on his mind, and David HaMelech was focused on the Oran, and he was focused on the Oran because the Oran is the target of every tefillah, and that is the Beis HaMikdash by David HaMelech, is Vani tefillah. So what's Truma doing over here? So I want to suggest, and especially according to the Ramban, we have this problem, right? Ramban said that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was there in order to give the Ribbono Shel Olam a chance to tell Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvahs. Instead of on Hasina, he's telling it now to him in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we have with all these tefillos over here? So it seems that there's so many different aspects over here of what is involved. So I just want to point out that it could be that even according to Rashi, that Truma and Tetzaveh belongs over here, because you know that we've talked before that Matan Torah was the Yom Chasinosai v'Yom Simchas Libay. Yeah, the Mishnah over there says it legave Yom Kippur because there were Luchas Shnias. But if Yom Kippur was a Yom Chasinosa, so certainly the day of Matan Torah itself was a Matan Torah, was a Yom Chasinosa waiting for Ke'ilu, the Tabas, the Luchas Rishonis, which never came, of course, which were broken. Well, there's this big aside which I've mentioned before of Rav Pinkus. It says in the Ksuba, that when Eflach ve'ezen ve'oikiv ve'afanis yosich ilich ke'ilchus gavron Yehudain, it doesn't say, I'm going to speak to you. We're going to communicate. Why not? It says, because that's not a contractual obligation. If you're married to somebody, you've got to communicate. You've got to be speaking to each other. My contention is that putting all these ideas together, which we had now in this shir, we could say that the Mishkan comes over here as the Yom Chasunosa v'Yom Simchas Libay Dikedin of Matan Torah. It's a place for communication. Communication goes two ways. What's a communication? When each party who are wanting and needing to communicate with each other has the chance to say what he has to say. In the Midbar, it was the giving of the Torah which preponderated. So therefore, the Mokam HaMikdash was the place where the Ribbono Shel Olam could give the mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. Once that was finished, it's our speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, derech tefillah, which preponderates. In other words, we have now been introduced to the concept of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, as a place of communicating with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When he has to speak with us, when we have to speak with him. And of course, when we're mispalel now for the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, for Yerushalayim Yircho, Barachem Toshev, the minute we Pesach is now is around the corner, no, Pesach you begin to think already with Tisha B'Av, At Bashga. It's time to think about the Beis HaMikdash, to try and reinvigorate this communication that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we anticipate that one day he will talk to us again, and that we can talk to him in the Beis HaMikdash or through the Beis HaMikdash, Derech Atzichem. The Kedusha Shnia is Leibatla. We are davening Kneged Yerushalayim, we are davening Kneged the Orem, we are davening towards Eretz Yisrael. Let's make that real and establish a real and meaningful communication with the Ribbono Shel Olam.